WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little help from some ancient wisdom. Now today we're diving into something that I think we can all relate to. Those pesky negative thoughts that seem to have a permanent residence in our minds. Ever feel like you're stuck on an emotional merry-go-round, going round and round the same track of negativity? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But here's the good news. We don't have to be prisoners to these thoughts. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to help us break free and cultivate a more resilient mindset. Think of it like building mental armor, a shield against those negativity grenades life throws our way. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help you ditch the drama and start living with more peace and clarity. First up, recognize those thoughts aren't facts. It's so easy to fall into the trap of believing every negative thought we have. We think I'm not good enough, this is going to fail, or everyone hates me, and suddenly, we start feeling like these thoughts are absolute truths. But here's the catch. They're just thoughts. They don't define you or your reality. Think of it like this. You wouldn't believe everything a stranger yells at you on the street, right? Those negative thoughts are kind of like that random voices in your head that don't necessarily reflect the truth. Second, don't feed the beast. Ever notice how dwelling on negative thoughts just makes them stronger? It's like giving those thoughts more fuel. So instead of analyzing every worry or letting fear take over, try to gently guide your attention elsewhere. A great way to do this is with a simple mental shift. Imagine you have a cloud of negativity hovering above you. Now visualize yourself stepping back from that cloud and focusing on something positive, a beautiful memory, a kind act you witnessed, or even just the warmth of the sun on your skin. Third, practice acceptance. This doesn't mean resigning yourself to negativity. It means acknowledging those thoughts without judgment. Think of it like watching clouds drift by in the sky. You see them there, but you don't try to control their movement or get caught up in them. The same goes for your thoughts. Just observe them as they come and go without getting attached. When you accept them, their power over you diminishes. Fourth, focus on what you can control. We can't always control external events, but we can control our reactions to them. So instead of stressing about things outside your sphere of influence, focus your energy on what you can do. This could be anything from tackling a small task, practicing gratitude, or simply being kind to yourself. Remember, small actions can have a big impact. And finally, remember your stoic strength. You are capable of handling whatever life throws at you. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth and remember that setbacks are temporary. Think about it, like training for a marathon, there will be tough moments, but with each step, you build resilience and strength. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation. You start to feel those familiar pangs of anxiety. What if I mess up? What if people laugh at me? Your mind races with worst-case scenarios. But instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath and remember these stoic principles. You acknowledge those feelings without judgment, knowing they're just thoughts, not facts. You focus on what you can control, your preparation, your delivery, and your attitude. You visualize yourself succeeding, channeling your nervous energy into excitement. And guess what? Because you've equipped yourself with these mental tools, you deliver a powerful presentation that leaves the audience impressed. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you ditch those negative thoughts and cultivate a more resilient mindset. Remember, practice makes progress. Start incorporating these stoic principles into your daily life, one thought at a time. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little mental armor upgrade. Leave a review if it resonates with you, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.